A 21-year-old man has been convicted and sentenced to life in prison for the triple murder at a barbershop in the town of Uppsala in April last year. Two other men were sentenced to several years in prison by Uppsala District Court on Tuesday for their involvement in the fatal shooting of two teenagers and a 20-year-old man inside the barbershop. The 21-year-old, who was also convicted of the attempted murder of two men in southern Sweden, whom he severely injured in a shooting some weeks before the triple murder, has denied all criminal charges. The Prime Minister of India, Narendra Modi, is coming to Sweden, stopping at Gothenburg on Sunday and Monday as part of a larger European trip. Modi's Swedish counterpart Ulf Kristersson tells news agency TT that economy and trade will be top of the agenda for the bilateral talks. India is the most populous country in the world, and with a population and economy still showing growth, making it an attractive market for Swedish companies. Prime Minister Kristersson himself says, quote, India is incredibly important for us. A woman employed at Swedish intelligence service Säpo gets to keep her job even after she was found to have dodged the fare in Stockholm's public transport by using her police ID. The woman had passed the turnstiles for free, using a police ID to claim she was on duty. That, however, was not the case. Three other police officers have also been charged with similar offences. News agency Sirian writes that a Säpo committee has come to the decision that the employee will not lose her job, even if she were to be convicted. And right now, Sweden's squad for this summer's Football World Cup in Mexico, Canada and the USA is being announced. The announcement ceremony, led by national team head coach Graham Potter, began at 4:15 in central Stockholm. And we'll have more on the squad tomorrow. Sweden stopped their World Cup campaign against Tunisia on June the 15th, a 4 a.m. kickoff Swedish time, before taking on the Netherlands and Japan, and possibly other opponents should they make it to the knockout stages. Those were today's headlines. I'm Sujay Dutt, and we're back tomorrow with more.